Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Bridges to Business Radio.
Hello, this is Anne Revelle-Petcher, your host on Bridges to Business Radio. I am here today with two people in the studio who can help to change you. Our listening audience each has something they want to do better in their lives. And we normally talk about businesses changing businesses. We talk about economic development, people changing our region. I have two people here who are changing the region one person at a time. And I would like to introduce to you first, Nikki Callantine.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki. And Terry Jackson.
Hello.
I'm going to get over to Nikki in just a second, but I'm going to start here with Dr. Terry Jackson. Dr. Terry, Dr. Phil, he's my Dr. Phil of the of the world. You have a really interesting background and a really interesting business. I want to talk about both. The first thing that I'd like to talk about, though, is what you're doing in Wilmington right now. What services are you offering to this community?
At the present time, I'm offering life coaching, business coaching, and consulting. What I'm doing is going into businesses and, as you said, changing them one individual at a time through strategic planning, executive coaching, and leadership development training.
Excellent. Now, how'd you get there?
It's interesting.
It's a great story, you guys. Wait till you
it's
hear this story. Terry's a native Wilmingtonian, right?
Yes, I am a native Wilmingtonian, graduate of Hoggard High School. Served in corporate America for many years. Also had other businesses that were very interesting. One being a bail bond business in which I met up with some of the not so good people of the universe. However, in going and finishing my master's and my PhD, I understood that I realized that I really wanted to change people one individual at a time. So I went back into corporate America and decided corporate America wasn't for me. I wanted to have an impact on the world. So I began to work with individuals because I understand that as individuals change, the world changes and business change.
How did you get back to Wilmington? I know that this was a return for you after your corporate years.
Well, I decided that I wanted to base my business out of Wilmington. And I decided, looking at Wilmington, that a lot of changes needed to happen in Wilmington. More opportunity needed to be created for lots of people in this town. More better paying opportunities. More opportunities to go into business. More opportunities to live a full life. And so, you know, observing the population of people that's here, not only the old guard, but some of the new guard, there's a lot of opportunity to come in and kind of be at the forefront of a paradigm shift in Wilmington.
And it is that time, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. We're about to see Wilmington make a big change.
Yes, it's past that time, actually. And so I decided to base my business here to work with individuals in life coaching as well as executive coaching or leadership development, help them create businesses so that we can change the city.
And so how do you do that? First of all, let's talk about how people find you. How do people learn about Dr. Terry?
Well, I'm pretty much out in the public on a daily basis. I'm always promoting my business, my website. I've worked with some in city government here. And so I make it a point every day to go out and to meet people so that you can see that I'm just a normal human being
right,
with a vision of helping people. And so how I go about helping is quite interesting. It really depends. I use what I call a scientific approach based upon assessments that allows me to take a look at how one thinks, how one behaves, and what your interests are. Once I can see that, and depending on whatever your gaps may be or what you're seeking to achieve, I can help you close that gap by creating what is known as a personal coaching plan. And that's based on what the assessment showed me of your personality, what your interests are, and how you think and behave, not only in normal situations, but in situations where you're stressed.
Give us an example of someone who's maybe got a small business, who has started a couple of few years ago, and they're, you know, really excited about it in the first few years, and now they're in that real uphill battle, where maybe they're saying, holy smoke, this is tiring. I'm so tired, and I'm not getting ahead, and I'm not reaching my goals, and I'm... How do you help a person like that get to a point where they can start to look at what's happening?
Well, oftentimes they're known as what we call the mechanic or the technician.
Okay.
That's the pie baker who loves to bake pies and is great at baking pies and decide that they want to go into business to bake pies.
Right.
But they don't understand and they don't take in consideration the marketing piece,
right,
the sales piece, mm-hmm, the accounting piece. You know, they have the operations down pretty much.
But, you know, marketing is so easy, Terry. It's so easy. Anybody can do that, right? Everybody thinks they're a marketer.
Well, it's you know, marketing is really scientific.
You
it's really
betcha.
It's really appealing to the emotions of the customers to get them to come in and to purchase your product or your service.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I kind of identify what their personality is, mm-hmm, based on the assessment, I can build a plan around where their weaknesses are. And once I build that plan around their weaknesses, then I can come in and I can show them, hey, let me help you align your strategic plan if you have one.
Sometimes they have to go back and look at that again,
exactly,
don't they?
If sure. they have one. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised how many don't have one.
Sure enough.
And let me align that with the processes and if you have any employees with the people.
Okay.
And once I do that, I can begin to work with them one-on-one as to what their personal challenges may be as it relates to running a business.
Gotcha.
Because there's a difference in being self-employed.
Absolutely.
And so they have to be the visionaries.
Well, define that for the audience.
Well, you know, when you're self-employed, that means that everything that you do, every activity that you take part in, mm-hmm, is revenue generating for you.
Right. For you as an individual.
Exactly. If you're not there,
there is no business.
No business, no revenue.
Right.
Whereas if you own a business 24 hours a day, the cash register should ring because to generate revenue.
Excellent. So that's the difference. And nobody wants to be self-employed. Everybody wants to have a business.
They say they want to have a business.
Uh-huh.
But more, what I find out is people say they want to own a business, but they're really self-employed because they're saying that they don't want to have to go to work for anyone.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, you know, I would guess, tell me if I'm wrong, but by the way you said that, I would guess that generally that's not the best reason to start a business.
No, it isn't. You have to be passionate about starting a business. And actually, starting a business is about serving the consumer. It's not about serving you or optimizing how much you can make. You can do that, but first and foremost is the consumer.
Even if you're selling business to business.
Absolutely.
So it's always about serving the... So you're out in the community every day.
Yes.
And do you have an opportunity ever to talk about your CD and your book that you have?
I do. I do have the opportunity.
And, now, and I got to tell the audience, Terry sent me a copy of this, and I'm who hasn't taken that time in my business to sit down and say, I've got to dedicate this time to changing, you know, each aspect of my business that could be refined even further. But tell us a little bit about what's in here.
What I've created is known as personal mastery. It's your time. Time stands for transform, inspire, motivate, and empower. And what it is I've taken the strategic planning process from corporate America and made it a more personal process so that people can create a personal strategic plan for what they want to do in their life. You know, we set goals for lots of things, job, our education, but that's all a part of a personal strategic plan.
Mm-hmm, right.
And if we know if we have it written down, more than likely we're going to look at it, we'll follow it. And it gives us the opportunity to modify it if, in fact, you don't achieve some of your goals. And so I would think that more people who've laid out a plan for themselves, which is basically a roadmap for your life,
sure,
will enable you to be more successful and more productive at achieving your goals.
You know, we should have every person who comes out of high school go through this. Or every person who comes out of college should do it again. And when you finish your next degree, you should do it again. And every time you think about opening another business or taking a new job, you should do that again and do a reassessment.
See, one of the things I often think of is when we go to college and we earn our degrees and we take all these courses, how many people actually apply those courses and those skills to their life?
Yeah.
So as a business major, I looked at strategic planning. Why doesn't someone apply this to their life? Or if you're a project manager, do you apply it to your life? You could apply it every day, whether it's you know, gardening, whether it's a new project, an addition to a home. Don't just use it for your employer.
Oh, right.
Use it in your life
exactly.
every day.
That's funny. Poor people who get to know me, I end up interviewing everybody I know everywhere I go, all that I never stop. That is really interesting. And one of the things that I met when I learned about you when I first met you was how wonderful your vision for this community is. And I wonder if you could share with us, I realize it isn't on any of the things we sort of talked about, but if you could just share with us a minute, one idea you have that could help Wilmington grow and become the Wilmington that we all want it to be.
Wow, that is a great question. The Wilmington I want it to be.
Mm.
I want it to be a Wilmington where everyone is treated the same regardless of your gender, your ethnic background. I want everybody to have the same opportunity. There's enough opportunity to grow, and there's enough of the pie for everyone to excel, because everyone doesn't want the same piece of the pie or slice of the pie or size of the pie. Whatever they determine success or excellence to be, that they can attain it. And it's here. The resources are here. Shifting the paradigm of how people look at things in Wilmington and being more inclusive.
Give us a business that you're very full of business ideas. Give us a business idea for one section of town that would add one new business that might help that region of our city.
That's interesting. I was having a conversation yesterday just about this. There's a location at 15th and Castle that's a big brick building, used to be a restaurant equipment business.
Oh, right,
it's
right,
roughly
right.
About 8,300 square feet.
It's big, yeah.
It has the fenced in parking and has fencing so that no one would be tempted to try to do anything illegal at the night. But I can see that being a grocery store. It's 8,300 square feet. It's a 15th and Castle. I can see 5,000 square feet of it being a grocery store. I could see the other 3,000 square feet being rented out for shops who wanted to sell food, who wanted to do manicures and pedicures. You could have an educational center in there where people came in and learned about financial management, about leadership, how to create a business, entrepreneurship courses. I think that would go a long way in Wilmington, especially in that community, because when you go from 7th and Castle to Front Street, it's pretty developed, lots of businesses. Mm-hmm. When you go from 7th Street to Wrightsville Avenue, there's a change.
That's right.
And so I could see a grocery store being there, having three or four vans. Those vans would be for senior citizens who you would give them a 1 hour shopping spree. They would come, they could shop, and then you would take them back home.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So I think that would be, and there's not a grocery store probably within 4 to 5 miles of that particular location.
And that has been a topic of conversation for quite some time in every major city, that there is a lack of opportunity for people to buy healthy food, especially.
Yes.
There are a lot of corner stores where you can get chips and soda, but there's not a lot of places, even in downtown, where you can go to get a real healthy meal or buy the foods or even know what to do necessarily. If you grow up in a place where mac and cheese is what you have for dinner, or you have a hot dog or whatever it is, you don't know what it takes to eat healthy.
And I would agree.
We have a community. We have a responsibility to everyone in our community to help them get to that point. So I love your idea. And, you know, we just have to figure out how we make that happen, don't we?
I think we can make it happen if we put our heads together and we get the right people involved. We can provide the grocery store with healthy foods.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to come back to you in just a minute. We're going to talk about that sort of economic development. And we're going to talk for a minute with Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
Hello.
I met Nikki because I was walking down the street looking for, a healthy food alternative for lunch one day in downtown. And I just happened, she had her door propped open in her little storefront there on, what is it, Princess?
Yep.
Princess Street. And it just says Trim. And I'm like, I wonder what this is. So I just kind of, you know, walked in and said, what is this? And she said, hey, you want a shake? And I said, yeah, okay, tell me what you're doing. Okay, so Nikki, what is Trim? And what does that stand for? Why does it have all those periods between each of this?
Okay, so we are Trim Nutrition, and Trim stands for The Real Ideal Me. So we are a nutrition club in downtown Wilmington, and we invite guests in to become members. And basically, it's a really quick little membership registration form, and officially you are a member. And then you get to partake in all the activities and the different nutritional guidance and encouragement, motivation that we've got to offer.
Wow. Okay. This is new, right?
Yes.
And so how'd you get there? How did you decide to open Trim?
This, so my story, a few years back, I had been looking for a career. Life coaching was actually where I was headed. And I came upon this opportunity and the concept of nutrition clubs. And I had been studying to be a personal trainer. And so the nutrition piece just fit perfectly into that puzzle. So I got involved in the business and opened Trim about 15 months ago.
Wow. And pretty successful so far.
It has been successful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So when you go into a new nutritional approach to your life, when people walk in, what are they usually looking for?
Unfortunately, everybody tends to come in looking for a quick fix. The one thing that they haven't found yet. Yes. And in many ways, we're not necessarily the quick fix, but we are different. So our approach to nutrition is a little bit different than what other people are typically looking for. When I coach somebody, they are a little surprised that I'm not coaching them to stop eating this and stop eating that and don't eat too much and keep your calories down and do more and eat less. And that's not our approach. Our approach is actually the opposite. Your body is deficient of nutrients. So we need to get the right nutrients in so that your body can operate, it can fuel itself, and you can actually convince your body it's not starving.
Why are our bodies deficient of nutrients? We certainly eat enough.
We do eat enough.
I know I do.
It's kind of like making a deposit at the bank with Monopoly money. You go there a lot and you put a lot of stuff in, but it doesn't really count.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we do feed our bodies a lot of things and they are very nutrient deficient.
What kinds of nutrients are we missing usually? When someone comes in, what's typical?
What's typical is that most people do not eat the correct amount of protein each day, and protein is the building block in our body, so we are very deficient in protein.
Is that usually the first thing that you run into?
It's the first thing I ask about, because probably 9 out of 10 people that come in are very, very low in their estimates of what they think they should be getting for protein grams.
Well, and those estimates are based on National Nutritional Guidelines, or?
The guidelines are across the board.
I see.
Up and down. So it's very difficult. I think that people just don't know. And so.
So what can we do to help them know more besides having you on the show to talk about that? But
well, what our goal is to begin developing a relationship on a one-on-one basis. And the very first thing we do to establish that is a wellness profile, and it is free. So when people come to me, we'll sit down, schedule a 30-minute time where I can sit down and give them specific protein requirements that would be good for their body. It's actually pretty simple. It's nothing real mechanical or, you know, I don't need a calculator or anything. it's basically based on our body weight, and then we can get them started into the correct macronutrients and then make sure
What's
they're taking. So the macronutrients are, protein and carbohydrates and fat. Those are the three main nutrients that our bodies need a lot of. So that's why it's called a macronutrient.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then micronutrients are probably the second biggest, missing piece in people's nutrition. And that's just the, you know, I don't want to say it's just a multivitamin. You do actually have to be able to absorb those nutrients, but those are something that a lot of people are missing as well.
Interesting. I would guess that a lot of people come into your club looking for weight loss opportunities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing some people actually need to gain weight too.
Yes.
And why is that?
You know, honestly, it's the same issue in every person that walks in the door.
Okay.
Their body is deficient of nutrients. Some people eat too much. Some people don't eat enough. Some people eat too much of the wrong thing and not enough of the right things. And so we do specialize not just in weight loss, but in just healthier bodies. And really, weight loss is a result of healthy nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we're on a weight loss regimen. We're on a healthy regimen. And then their body just naturally gets rid of the weight that it doesn't need any longer. So the same thing would happen in someone who needs to gain weight. If we get the right nutrients in, their body will respond accordingly in balancing itself out and will gain muscle.
You have a sort of percentage here. When you need to change what's going on with your body, how do you approach that?
What I tend to see when people walk in the door, what they are doing is spending a lot of time in the gym. And,
interesting. Yeah.
And I like to say that your body is actually a direct product of 80% nutrition, 20% fitness, but it's 100% mindset. So if you don't really have your mind in the game and you're always in the gym, you might run circles around
your goals. What's the mindset? Let's talk about all of us, anybody who's ever had struggled with issues of gaining weight or losing weight, or just obviously almost everyone in the world has addressed those issues at some point in their lives. How do you get your head? You and I have talked about this in the past. It is such a psychological confrontation. You have to fight with yourself on a daily basis about, am I doing it right? How do you get to that point of being able to help coach someone about their nutrition, frankly, and how it affects their psyche?
Weight loss, weight gain is very frustrating. It's really difficult, and it really kicks our confidence to the curb. So it's really difficult to stick with something that you don't see instant results in.
Right.
And luckily with nutrition, if you can really get that straight, you should at least be able to feel the results right away. But without a coach, without somebody who has that vested interest in what you're doing, it makes it really, really difficult. And about 4 or 5 weeks in, you're doing everything right. You're not seeing changes on the scale, and that's because you might be gaining muscle and losing fat, but the scale's not moving anywhere.
Right.
I've had clients that we did take a before picture, and 4 weeks in, they are so very frustrated because the scale isn't going anywhere, and I asked them to take another picture, just a progress picture, and they're blown away by their own results.
Interesting.
And so, but their mind is at a quitting stage. So it's super important to stick with your coach and be honest with your coach and, you know, just take in the advice and apply it. And you have to do it until you can't stop.
Absolutely. This is the one thing that I hear from Nikki every week. Don't stop.
It's true. It's so easy to stop something that you don't see the results that you're looking for. We didn't, you know, become unhealthy in 10 days. We're not going to become healthy in 10 days. We can get healthier, but we're just not going to see the results. And it's harder to get thin and healthy than it is to get.
And an important thing to note, both for what you're talking about and for what Terry's talking about, it's about the overall picture. It's not something you see every single day. It's not a change that you make today that tomorrow is going to look different on the balance sheet or on the scale. It's about getting healthy overall, right? Whether it's for your business or whether it's for your personal direction in life or whether it's for your nutrition level or your exercise level, et cetera.
Absolutely.
So you two, the two of you, you have a lot of overlap. When I'm sitting here, it's if you all were in the studio, you would see them both constantly shaking their heads and being inspiring each other, I think, in a way. And I think it's because when you look at solving one person's problem at a time, you are so invested in that person. Can you give us, each of you, just give us one example of a successful note on which we can go out? Is there someone that you can share your own story or a client's story, just one success story that might help people feel like, you know what, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to take a step.
Absolutely. I actually am super excited to share this story. So it was a year ago, actually yesterday, that I met this young lady. And honestly, my first initial reaction when I met her was, oof, I'm not sure she's ready. Mm-hmm. But my doors are open always. And she came in and she looked at me and she said, I think I'm going to come to your boot camp in the morning at 6 o'clock. And she goes, I need you to know I'm not a morning person. And I said, okay, I will see you at 6 a.m. tomorrow. And she showed up and, she had a good experience. She was in a very dark, tough place in life. And, the next day she showed up again. And the next day she showed up again.
Wow.
And she just kept showing up. And at the time she was a volunteer firefighter, and it's a very tough place to be. You desperately want to be, you know, hired through
Absolutely.
The city or the county. And there was an upcoming hiring. Mm-hmm. And she had gone for them before and had not passed her physical assessment. And there was an upcoming hiring, I think, in June. And so she was doing all of her testing in May. She passed all of her tests with flying colors. She actually was invited into the application process, into the interview process. Wow. This is a female. And so out of 513 applicants, she was actually chosen as a paid firefighter.
Wow.
So full-time firefighter now. And living the dream. She's down 22.6 pounds of body fat and down 13% body fat overall.
That's fabulous.
So
that's
she's amazing. Looking amazing. She's got wonderful after pictures, and they'll be all over Facebook soon.
And she was not in a feels dark amazing. Space yesterday, was she?
Oh, no. In fact, I just got a text from her today saying, by the way, have I told you lately how much you've changed my life? So it was very exciting
I
to
love
get that.
That.
It was.
That's excellent. Yes. That's great. Terry, do you have a story for us?
Yes, I do. I have a client who was actually a secretary for an attorney, and she was interested in going and starting her own business. So what she did basically was she ordered my personal mastery CD set and developed a strategic plan for herself. Then I have another series of coaching content that she ordered, which is very in-depth. And I took her through the 4 free sessions that I offer with my CD set, another 12 sessions, and we created for her a strategic plan for her to start a baking business with her sister. And she created a baking business and decided that she wanted to go into that business 100%. So now I'm in the process of creating a strategic plan with her. Since then, she's picked up probably 3 or 4 commercial accounts.
Wow.
That she has a steady income that comes in from her baker's business. And she also did during the political season, she also did some baking for one of the political candidates, and that went over extremely well. And she's getting a lot of referrals at this point in time. So she's extremely happy, and she's really changed who she is.
That's excellent.
Yes.
That's great. Okay, if somebody wants to know how they want to, what they can do to get their lives one person at a time going into the direction they want it to go, Terry, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, you know, they can contact me, and I'm willing to give out my cell phone at 910-232-1122.
Okay.
Or they can email me at terry@wepiphany.co, and .co is correct. Again, that is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at wepiphany, it's wepiphany.co.
Excellent. Thank you. And Nikki?
They can join us at Trim Nutrition. It's 205 Princess Street. And just ask for Nikki coming in. I'll get an appointment set up with you. Or you can email at nikki@thetrimlife.com. And Nikki is spelled unique, like N-I-Q-U-E.
Excellent. I want to thank both of you for coming in and helping everybody in Wilmington realize how to better themselves one person at a time, professionally and personally. And for Bridges to Business, this is Ann Revell-Petcher. Until next week.